All right, good morning, everyone. The meeting is being called to order of the, I want to welcome everyone to the meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. Some of our trustees and staff are in person today for the Board of Trustees meeting, but their in-person attendance is voluntary. The meeting is still being conducted pursuant to Public Act 101-0640, enacted June 12, 2020, and Section 7E of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. The governor has issued a disaster declaration related to public health concerns caused by coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. As chair of the committee, I've determined that an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the disaster. As such, trustees may attend today's meeting by audio and visual conferencing and not by physical presence. Ms. Hannan, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Present.
Trustee Dennis Persima?
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Here.
Committee Chair Montel Gales?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrera? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Present.
Trustee Jacob Sommer?
Present.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Hannan. Mr. Perry, would you please verify that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Open Meetings Act.
Now, this is actually a good opportunity to welcome our new trustee member, but I'd like either Chair Wasowitz or Trustee Jacob Sumner, please complete the swearing-in ceremony.
Jacob, do you want to come up here?
So we have the camera here, or?
I can't tell. The camera should be, but I can't tell from there.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. There's the camera. Jacob, step in a little bit closer here. So this is the swearing in for our new trustee, Jacob Sumner. So if you want to repeat after me, that would be great. I, Jacob Sumner.
I, Jacob Sumner.
Do solemnly swear that I will faithfully serve.
Do solemnly swear that I will faithfully serve.
Support, preserve, protect.
Support, preserve, protect.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
Laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Bylaws and policies.
Bylaws and policies.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Finally, I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility.
Finally, I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility.
That each member of the Board of Trustees.
That each member of the Board of Trustees
has and further solemnly swear,
has and further solemnly swear,
that I will discharge faithfully,
that I will discharge faithfully,
my duties as a member of the Board of Trustees,
my duties as a member of the Board of Trustees,
of Northern Illinois University to the best of my ability,
of Northern Illinois University to the best of my ability.
You're in.
All right. Hey, join with me in welcoming.
Thanks for welcoming me. I'm really excited to be here, really excited to meet with you guys, and I really hope to bring a lot of change to the university that positively affects our students and faculty.
Welcome again. Welcome again. And I don't know if you guys are tracking our former student trustee, Maddie. Maddie started with IIT Law School, so I think we should, we need to congratulate her when we have an opportunity.
Right, more lawyers.
Yes. So as we move on, may I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
So moved. Pritchard.
Can I get a second?
Second, Athus.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Hannan, would you please call the roll again?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Prasima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Committee Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Sommer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Motion is approved. May I have a motion to now approve the minutes of the meeting of May 13th, 2021?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Hannah, will you please again call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Prasima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Committee Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Sommer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Well, folks, let me say that it's great to be back together, at least partially in person. It looks like we've got a full contingent today. Last week, new and returning students moved back into the university housing and into apartments in the DeKalb area. Classes started on Monday, and students are beginning to get into the rhythm of campus life. I want to thank all the faculty, the staff, administrators who have prepared our campus with the health and safety for our students and faculty in mind. Even as we welcome new students, faculty, and staff to campus, today we recognize the contributions of faculty who retired last year. I want to thank them for their years of service and their dedication to our students and their disciplines. We will also hear a presentation from Provost Ingram about an important partnership with Harper College. This partnership is an example of how NIU creates relationships that benefit students, including those who can't physically be on our campus. Again, I'm excited to be here and to see students walking to class, eating in our dining hall, relaxing in the home student center, and studying in our library. But you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say that we must still remain diligent. This virus is still here. As you see, we're wearing masks today. We cannot let our guard down. So for those of us that are in earshot, please get vaccinated if you have not already been vaccinated. It's not just for your health, but it's for the health of others around you. So with that said, we have a presentation on today for Harper University Center update. The presentation will be at the end of our meeting today. And there are just two action items that we need to approve. The first, recommendations for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2021-22. And then second, a request for a new program, a BS in Applied Management, Instructional Technology Training and Evaluation. But before we go into the agenda, I want to welcome the advisory committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Greg Bayer, Felicia Bannon, Peter Krominskowski, forgive me for my enunciation, Katie Jackal, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Wedby. Do any of you folks have any comments for the board today? Again, are there any comments from our representatives?
Hi, my name is Peter Chomantowski. I was just gonna introduce myself. I am the new Faculty Senate President. I have no comments today, but I want to say thank you for inviting me to the meeting today.
And Peter, the more I know you, the better I'll pronounce your last name. Trust me.
That's no worries at all. It's my whole life. It's fine. Thank you.
Very good. If we have no other comments, Mr. Perry, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws?
Mr. Chair, you have one public comment registered, Ms. Soraya Jemison.
We're waiting for the public comment. Ma'am, are you here?
Be on mute.
Mr. Chair, I believe they signed up for every committee meeting, so it could be possible that they show up at the next committee meeting.
Okay, we'll move on if that's the case.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Doyle just confirmed she's not online, so.
She is not online?
No, so she's not present. And Montel, Katie might have had something she wanted to say. She popped up there for a second.
Katie Jekyll.
Katie, forgive me, because.
No, it's okay. What a time.
Please go ahead.
I just wanted to echo, thank you so much to everybody for getting us back on campus and how excited I am for this year, and I'm really looking forward to it. So all the faculty, all of the staff, and I appreciate their hard work.
Thank you very much. And just so I didn't miss anyone else, is there anyone else that would like to make a comment that unfortunately we moved ahead? Hearing none, I'd like to move on and invite Executive Vice President and Provost Beth Ingram to present the university recommendations.
Thank you, Trustee Gales. I too am delighted to be here in person. This is one of my two favorite times of the year. The other is commencement. It's exciting. I walked around the campus yesterday, and it's very exciting to see students in our spaces and walking the campus again. I did want to thank a few people. It took a lot of hard work to get to this point. I want to thank the faculty, graduate students, and other instructors who have worked tirelessly to give our students a great educational experience, no matter where their class takes place. I know that many of them took advantage of the resources in the Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning in support of their courses. Although we still have some more installations to finish, the staff in my office, in DeWitt, in facilities management, and in the colleges have worked around the clock to make sure that we have the right technology in our classrooms, despite a few supply chain issues. I especially want to thank everyone who had a smile on their face this past week, a word of welcome for our students as they visited the library, ate in the dining centers, moved into residence halls, walked to class, played pool in the student center, or just hung out in our beautiful and clean campus spaces. You have really made a difference in helping students find their Husky home at NIU. Before we start, I want to introduce two new senior leaders who have joined the Husky family. Charlie Fay joins us as the Interim Vice President for Student Affairs. Dr. Fay. Dr. Fay comes to NIU with more than 40 years of experience, including 23 years as the Chief Student Affairs Officer at five different institutions. He has also served in enrollment management and residence life leadership capacities. Among his previous posts, Dr. Fay held positions as Vice President for Academic Support and Student Affairs at New Jersey Institute of Technology, Vice President for Student Engagement and Success at the University of Akron, Vice President for Student Affairs at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and Dean of Students at the University of Texas at El Paso. Welcome, Dr. Fay.
Welcome again.
Bill Hodson was appointed as Senior Associate Vice President and Chief Human Resource Officer this summer. Mr. Bill Hodson has nearly 40 years of experience in human resource management, including 8 years at Indiana University, where he served as Director of Human Resources and taught undergraduate classes in human resources and labor relations as an adjunct professor. Since 2012, he has worked at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, where his roles have included leading the Human Resources Department and serving as Senior Advisor for Organizational Development. In the latter role, he was the lead internal advisor for the creation and implementation of organizational development programs and process improvement initiatives at the internationally respected medical center. Welcome, Mr. Hodson.
Welcome.
We have two action items today for this committee. Item 8A is a recommendation to award tenure at the rank of full professor to Dr. Gary Sunter, who has been hired as the chair of the Department of Biological Sciences. I want to welcome Dr. Sunter to NIU and hope he is having a great first week of classes. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and ask that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at today's meeting.
Well, before, are there any questions in regards to what has taken place thus far? Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve item 8A, recommendations for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2021, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Richard.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Hannah, will you please?
Montel, the student.
We are out of order.
The student trustee can't vote on tenure.
Oh, let me remind trustee Summer that as a student trustee, you are unable to vote on the agenda item regarding tenure. Rather than voting yes or no, you can simply vote abstain. Ms. Hannah, would you please take the roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athos?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Prestima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Committee Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Sommer?
Abstain.
Board Chair Eric Wazowitz?
Yes.
Motion carries. Provost Ingram, will you please present item 8B?
Item 8.B is a request for a new program, a Bachelor of Science in Applied Management, Instructional Technology Training and Evaluation in the College of Education. The BS in Applied Management currently includes two emphases, the emphases in Instructional Technology Training and Evaluation and the emphasis in Public Service. The document and intent was to transition each emphasis to standalone degree programs. This particular program is an innovative degree completion program offered fully online for adult learners who have some higher education credits or a conferred degree from community colleges or four-year college and university experiences, typically with no degree conferred. In addition, the curriculum of study incorporates prior learning assessment, i.e. proficiency credits, as earned block credits for previous work experiences brought to the major and peer-reviewed by faculty in the program. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on September 23rd, 2021.
May I have a motion to approve item 8B, request for new program in BS and Applied Management Instructional Technology Training and Evaluation?
So moved, Pritchard.
Is there a second?
I'll second, Barsima.
Any discussion, folks? Hearing none, Ms. Hannah, is there?
I'm just wondering, so are we expecting not so specialized that it prospective students into it? Just one of several forms of applied management that we can see it's hyphenated, so I'm wondering if more is
I'm pondering your question because so this is one emphasis. There was a degree that had two emphases. The emphases are being pulled apart into two separate degree programs. So no, there won't be more pulling apart of the degree. This will be the standalone degree. Now, you know, we're always developing new options for students, and this is a nice model for some of those options. Yes.
I think, Trustee Butler, what you might remember, and I'm not sure that the provost was here for the entire history of the Bachelor of Science in Applied Management designation, or the BSAM, but that has been what NIU has historically used for degree completion programs that target place-bound learners who don't come to our campus, whether those courses were offered at outreach centers or online. So I think I agree completely with Provost Ingram that we certainly want to make more programs available to that population, which is a population consistent with our public mission and of growing importance to our society. Whether or not they will all be designated as Bachelor of Science in Applied Management hyphen something, I think remains to be determined, but this is probably a historical legacy of using that particular terminology.
Thank you, President Freeman. I wasn't here for that history, so I appreciate that.
Are there any more comments or questions? Hearing and seeing none, Ms. Hannah, will you please take the roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athos?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Prestima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler? Yes. Committee Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Sommer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Yes.
Motion carries. Executive Vice President Provost Beth Ingram, please present the university reports.
Thank you. We have three informational items today. Item 9.A recognizes faculty who have retired from NIU between July 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2021 and have been awarded emeritus status. Universities have a long tradition of granting emeritus status to faculty who retire in good standing. This status recognizes the contributions of our tenured faculty members to the mission of NIU and, if they choose, their continued involvement in the academic life of the university. On behalf of NIU, thank you to all of these faculty members for their years of service to our students, to their disciplines, and to the community of scholars. Please join me in a round of applause for our emeriti faculty. Sure.
Are there any other matters that will...
Well, we have two more informational items.
Please. Go ahead.
Item 9.B is the annual listing of curricular changes that occurred at NIU in the previous academic year. Last year, NIU created one degree, one certificate of graduate study, two certificates of undergraduate study, three minors, and three emphases. One certificate of undergraduate study, one certificate of graduate study, one option, and one specialization were deleted. The president also approved one degree change, six name changes, one emphasis change, and one zip code change. This report is sent annually to the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Are there any questions about any of the curricular changes?
I guess I just have a
question. No, we do this every year. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that when the board modified their bylaws so that changes that impacted the curriculum below the level of minor no longer went to the board, we agreed to provide an annual listing. So the IBHE report is not new, but it may be that our sharing it with the board exactly in this way is different because some of these would have come to the board historically prior to that change in the bylaws to help us be more nimble and be more effective.
Incorporating that request that would be informed.
I believe that's correct.
Any other questions or comments? Now can we lead to the last item?
Yes, item 9.C is a presentation on our partnership with Harper College, and I will be presenting. So I'll wait for the slides to be pulled up. Great, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about a partnership that we are very proud of, one that enables students who might not otherwise obtain a four-year degree to reach their academic goals. I'm going to briefly describe our partnership with Harper College. Next slide, please. Our partnership with Harper College involves a unique degree completion pathway with a premier community college partner. William Rainey Harper College is a community college located in Palatine, Illinois. It enrolls about 13,000 students in a variety of programs that range from career-oriented certificates, training programs, and degrees to associate degrees that can be articulated to four-year institutions. Harper College, through the University Center at Harvard College, partners with four-year institutions to create pathways for students to complete a four-year degree at Harper's Palatine campus. Other Harper partners include Roosevelt University and DePaul. For the most part, the students who take advantage of these partnerships would not or could not complete a degree without this option. Our partnership began in fall 2018 and targets place-bound students seeking bachelor degree attainment. NIU offers programs in computer science with pathways in enterprise or software development, marketing, and general psychology. These programs were chosen strategically to meet the needs of Harper students and to complement the offerings of the other partners. Each partner offers a unique set of degree programs. The first 2 years of the program are taught by Harper faculty, and the second 2 years of major coursework are taught by NIU faculty, either on the ground at Harper or online. The advantages to students are a seamless pathway into an NIU baccalaureate degree program. higher transfer rates because of ease of transfer, increased access and reduced barriers to degree attainment, seamless services for financial aid and advising, and a reduction in the cost to the student. Next slide, please. To reiterate, the Harper Partnership creates the opportunity for students who have finished an associate's degree at Harper to stay at Harper to finish a four-year degree. The goal was to create a simple process that would save the student time and money and lead to four-year degree completion. Next slide, please. This slide shows the robust enrollment in the program, which rose between 2019-2020 and 2020-2021. 93% of the students who start in this program retain in this program. Mm. Next slide, please. The financial arrangement is a pass-through of tuition revenue. This is the standard partnership agreement for all of the partners with the University Center, and was in place prior to our partnership. We'll see the positive impact of the partnership in the FACFO meeting later today. Next slide, please. The most important question, of course, is, are the students attaining their academic goals? We are proud of the early successes of the students who have chosen to complete their degrees with us. These, for the most part, are part-time students. In just 2 years, 19 students have finished their four-year degree. As I said before, these are students who would not have attended NIU had it not been for this partnership and may not have attended any four-year university. Next slide, please. Thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions about this partnership.
Trustee Pritchett.
Just to clarify, Provost Ingram, this is a four-year program?
The students do a two-year associate's degree at Harper College.
Two years at NIU.
And then 2 years with NIU, correct.
Very good, thank you.
Trustee Barsina.
We'll yield the floor to my colleague first. I think her hand was up first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Battle of the trustees. Go ahead.
What are our future goals for the program? We've seen a lot of growth in terms of the number of students served. Is the goal to serve more students over the coming years, or is it to maybe expand the number of programs that we have available through the University Center? You know, certainly both are possibilities. The types of programs that we offer are agreed to in partnership with Harper College, and is really based on what their student demand is and what the other partners offer. But certainly we're gratified by the increase in enrollment, and our goal is to accommodate any student who wants to enter one of those three programs.
But how long is the agreement for? Like when?
Oh, it's a five-year. It's a five-year agreement, but it's renewable. So we're in the midst of that first five years.
And in the agreement, is there, does it specify the number of students? Like, is there a cap of the number of students we can serve? No.
No, so no. And every year we have a conversation in the spring to review how the program is working, what courses we're offering. The advisors get together to talk about how they're advising the students. And that's the point in time when we do have periodic touch points where we talk about how the program is running and what we could do to enhance it.
That's great. And one last question is, have you all spoken to the students that are in the program to see sort of what the appeal was, their reasons for going, and how they're experiencing the program?
We do that with all of our programs, that we talk to the students. I can get back to you on how we do that exactly. We certainly do teaching evaluations, and we certainly have advisors who talk to the students and gather that information for us.
That would just be really great, because it's a great program. I mean, we can all think of why students would choose it, but it would be really good to just have that validated, right, with the student voice.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Trustee Barsima.
Thank you, Chair Gales. I'm curious, you mentioned that there were other schools that had a similar program. DePaul, I think, was one of them that you mentioned. There may have been one more or two that you mentioned. How do the students select which university they're going to participate with? And do we have counselors on campus at Harper that are counseling these students. So what sort of recruiting process is taking place at Harper for them to decide, am I going to go with NIU? Am I going to go with DePaul? Am I going to go with somebody else? Can you talk a little bit to
Certainly.
That, Provost?
Yeah, we make use of the advisors at Harper College to help students decide what pathway they want to take. But Harper College, the University Center, has a non-compete arrangement. So DePaul offers business administration and communications and media, and Roosevelt offers criminal justice, elementary education, and health sciences administration.
Okay, so we're not overlapping.
They are not overlapping. And so the students pick the pathway they want depending on their associate's degree and their career goals.
Right, good. And I saw the numbers that we had up here in terms of enrollment and participation. I mean, on the surface, they look good, but what was our expectation going in? I mean, did these numbers meet our expectation? Are they greater than, less than? Any feel for that?
I don't know what, perhaps President Freeman knows what our expectation was going in. My general sense is these exceeded our expectations. You might notice that marketing is a little bit lower. And one of the reasons for that is because, as you know, business degrees require some prerequisites. And so I expect those numbers to go up because we now have 2 years of advising students in their first 2 years on what they need to do to move into that particular program. But I think this is higher than what we expected, isn't it, President Freeman?
You know, I know that our aspirational goal for fall 19 was 50 students, and we clearly exceeded that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we set a specific expectation for the growth trajectory, but I think we are all quite satisfied with this trajectory and interested in seeing this type of program serve more students with the existing degree offerings and perhaps more as we continue the dialogue with Harper.
And do I assume that they are charged the same tuition rate that students, if they were on campus, would be charged?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then we take a 10 or a 15% haircut.
Right. And pass that back.
Right.
To Harper.
Pass it back to Harper. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm curious about the demographics of the students that are participating. So this is in Palatine. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming, you know, hopefully I'm not. Not assuming that they're all going to be a certain demographic, but do we have another relationship or other relationships we're working on, say, with some of the city colleges so that we can make sure that we're looking at Latinx students or minority students to be a part of a program like this?
Mm-hmm. I don't have the demographics with me now, although I know we track the students pretty closely, so I can get that information
that would be great.
For you.
And I guess the tailing question of that is, are we looking at establishing other relationships like the Harper College relationship with other colleges in the state, but specifically in the city of Chicago?
Mm-hmm. We have a strong interest in ensuring that students who start at community colleges can finish four-year degrees, and we're always exploring ways to strengthen those relationships. I think I'd remind you that Dean Alish Piper did a presentation on the Elgin Community College relationship, which has a similar flavor. It's a two-year, you finish your two-year degree and you can finish a four-year teaching degree. And so, you know, there are other examples where we've done this, and we certainly have an interest
I would definitely like
forging
to see
strong
if,
relationships.
If this kind of association can help us with our Latinx numbers,
because
it's part of our goals to increase that population as well as our other minority population.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Any other yes?
Just a few comments and one question. So when someone graduates through this program, they have an NIU degree,
mm-hmm.
and they're invited to the graduation ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure they know they're Huskies when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get the information from the Alumni Association. I think that's a really important part
yes.
of this. And then I just wanted to commend you for doing this. I think as we look at the landscape going forward between four-year institutions and community colleges, this is exactly the kind of way to allot the resources in a way that's productive and effective.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you can do this, I'm on board. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great
you
comment.
Know, and I think COVID has given us the opportunity to really explore how we offer those
programs, just because we've learned how to be more flexible in our course modality.
Great, thank you.
Chairman Wazowitz.
Thank you, Montel. The computer science area, so computer science means a lot of things. We have different tracks. Are we offering all tracks?
I think it's one specialized track. Yeah, I don't have exactly what that is in front of us, but yeah.
And then, Montel, just to follow up on your question about diversity, I'm from Palatine. So Harbor's in Palatine, and I'm involved in a program at Palatine High School. And it's a very diverse high school.
Oh, very good.
With a strong Latinx population, I think we're like 35% of the school is Latinx. So there is a pretty diverse population in that area.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, going back to my question about how are we speaking with students? It would just be really great to get those insights from them, because if there is an appetite, and I love, what Trustee Gales just described of, are there so many community colleges that serve Latinx students? And as we, really embrace this identity of, potentially becoming an HSI, I think if we get the insights from the students, we'll know where to go, right? Mm-hmm. What other communities to go to, where it might be a really good fit. Because I do think, I agree that it's a great, great program. But if we can just get more into why students are choosing this route, it'd be really great.
A really, really good comment.
And to pick up on that point, we know that a lot of our minority populations are looking to cut cost associated with education, so they're going to community colleges. Now, that seems like a great pool to draw from.
Right.
Any more comments or questions relative to this item? Well, I think now where there are no more matters to come before this committee. The next meeting date will be scheduled for November 18th, 2021. At this time, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Barsema.
Is there a second?
Second, Anthus.
Ms. Hannon, would you please take the roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Anthus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Committee Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Sommer? Yes. Board Chair Eric Wazowitz?
Yes.
Well, before we stop the show, I'd like to say thank you for indulging me in my first committee chair meeting for this committee, and my colleague John Butler. I'm looking so forward to working with you on this committee. This concludes the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting. We will reconvene the Research and Innovation, Legal and Legislative Affairs Committee at 9:45.